Blessings, beautiful souls in this world. You are now listening to the newest episode on Coolie Baby Express's podcast. Take heed, let God speak into your spirit, and enjoy. Wagwan, beautiful souls in this world. Kaya don't know we are not of this world. Bless up yourself. I hope everybody's doing okay. If you are watching me on the visuals that I post, also big up yourself. And I know you're probably like, girl, you look like you were crying or something. Well, I was, okay? My lash is about to fall off of everything, but you know what? I have no care for that, right? What I do care of is the deliverance, okay? When you put yourself in a position to be delivered from God, thank you, Jesus. He will do just that. Plus some, okay? So this episode right here is pretty much going to be real raw. So if you hear something out of the ordinary in the background or whatever, just ignore it, okay? Don't let it be a distraction. This right here is very raw. This is raw, okay? So thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is not the way I expected to do episode 10, but God is a sudden God. He's a sudden God. He's not predictable at all. So if you are working towards trying to figure God out, stop it. Stop. Because you're only running a non-winnable race. Okay, I don't know if that's the word, but we just made it one. Okay, if you're walking this walk and you're chasing down to know to get God, like, stop. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I really just want to talk to you guys for this episode. I really just want to talk to you guys, you know. Thank you, Jesus. There's a lot of spirits that is functioning in the lives of God's children. And when I say spirits, I mean spirits that is not of God. Spirits that is from and of the enemy. There is a lot of spirits that is literally functioning in the lives of the people in the body of Christ, in the lives of God's children, in the lives of God's called chosen ones. These spirits are functioning at a high rate. And I was literally, before doing this, this is why this is so raw, because I didn't expect it to be in this way, but right before this, I was on my face on the floor. And I cried my eyes out to God. I said, God, deliver me, Jesus. And some of you right now, if you are watching me right now, if you are listening to my voice right now, no matter how you got onto this episode, no matter if you normally listen, no matter if somebody put you onto it, no matter if you were scrolling on social media and you saw it, if you are now listening to me, thank you, Lord. This is your opportunity to go at the feet of the Father. This is your opportunity to open up your heart completely. Maybe your heart has been hardened for years, maybe decades. Maybe you always felt and knew that God was calling you, but you kept declining the call because you were scared, or because you just didn't know, because you were confused, because whatever the reason is, this is your time to open up yourself, your heart, your mind to the one that created you Y'all, we cannot get through this thing called life. I don't care how you try to pretty it up, make it look good on the outside. We cannot get through this thing called life unless we completely give ourselves to Abba, unless we completely give ourselves to God. Holy Spirit, speak to your people. Speak to your people, Father. Now is the time for you, no matter what you've been feeling, what you went through, what you are currently going through, now is the time to put yourself in a position. Listen, God is a God of order. I didn't plan this podcast. When I started this podcast, I didn't know what I was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing. I'm just obeying. That's it. Nothing has to be perfect. As long as God said, do it, I'm doing it. That's it. So, God is a God of order. When he started this podcast, he said, be in full position. Episode 2, I think. He said, be in full position. It's a must. It's mandatory. It's a requirement. Be in full position to receive my will for your life. You know, at this time in my life, if I run back the reel right now on my life, there were times where I was so disobedient. And what is really disobedient? Disobedient is knowing what you're supposed to do, but still choosing not to do it. I was so disobedient. The spirit of disobedience was heavy, heavy on me in my life. And some of you right now, the spirit of disobedience is heavy on you in your life. The spirit of rejection is heavy on you in your life. The spirit of confusion, glory be to God, is heavy on you in your life. The spirit of lust is heavy on you in your life. The spirit of ignorance is heavy on you in your life. There's so many spirits that's oppressing the children of God right now, in this hour, in this second. There is so many spirits that's oppressing God's children. And it's time for us to take a stand. It's time for us to take a stand. Some of us feel like, I can't do this no more. I can testify to that. Just yesterday, I was telling Father and everybody else in my atmosphere, I can't do it no more. But I opened my heart to God. I said, God, you know what? Your word tells me. And when you can't do nothing else, when you feel like you've done all that you can do, stand up on what you know to be true, what has carried you all this way through. Stand. And right now I'm choosing to stand. And right now I'm asking, who is going to come into agreement with me right now and stand? No matter what you feel like right now, no matter what you are seeing in your atmosphere right now, stand. Glory be to God. Stand. I thank God so much that he's brought me so far. He's brought me through so many storms. Y'all, I've been to jail when I didn't do nothing, right? But because of disobedience. Because of disobedience in the situation, I was innocent. But because of my disobedience that led me to that situation, I had to go behind bars. That's just a taste of what has transpired in my life due to disobedience. And God has delivered me and saved me and brought me through till this day. I've breath in my body to tell you I got a tongue to speak. Okay, I have eyes to see, hands to do, to maneuver all these things so that you can hear this word. This word is for you. Pray to God right now to remove the spirits that's over your life, that's on your life right now, that's hindering you from becoming who you are supposed to truly be and God's will on this earth right here, right now. The Bible say, what does it profit you to gain the world? To gain all these things that your heart desires because of the flesh, the eyes. What is it profit you to gain everything? And then when it's time, when the greatest marriage that is yet to come, when Jesus, the bridegroom, come for his bride, which is me and you, what is it that you will profit to gain all of this? And then when that time comes that he comes for us, you lose. You lose. You gain the cars, you gain the home, you gain the money, you gain the followers, you gain the women and the men. You've gained everything that you wanted to gain in this earthly realm. And when God come back, when Jesus is coming back for us, there's nothing. You have profit nothing. There's nothing that you have profit. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's time for us to break the shackles off. It's time for us to get out of these chains. God did not come that he should give us life in chains. No, that's not what he said. God did not come in the flesh so that he should give us life in shackles. No. The Bible tell you when Paul, Apostle Paul, when Paul was in prison, when they put Paul in prison, what else could he have done? There was nothing else for him to do but pray, talk to God, and stand. And he stood there and he called on the name of God and he opened his mouth and his heart and he spoke to the one. To the one that he know move mountains by a word. To the one that light wakes up by a word. And what happened? The Bible tells you the chains fell. Thank you, Jesus. The chains fell. It completely fell. Fell off of him. And he was released. Some of you need to be released in Jesus' name. Some of you need to be released right now, in this second, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go on the floor. Present yourself to God at his feet. Get on the floor. Put your face to the floor and you open your heart and your mind and your soul to God right now. Now is the time. Now is the time. Not when this episode is done. Now is the time. Not when tomorrow when you have a day off. Now is the time. Now when your children are asleep. Now is the time. Now is the time. Hallelujah. Now is the time. Be in position. Be in position. It's time to stop playing church. It's time to stop playing like you have it all figured out. It's time to stop playing with God. God is not playing with us no more. He's not playing with us anymore. Glory be to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. As I was on the floor, I said, Father, remove. Remove. Cast out, cast down any spirit that is not of you. And I started to name them. I started to name every spirit that was keeping me hindered. Jesus. That was keeping me broken. That was keeping me in shackles, confusion, misery, unfulfilling. I started to call him out, and I could feel things leaving me. My body was cold. My body was cold, and I could feel things leaving me in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. You are seeing or hearing this right now, because God is saying the time is now. It's time for your deliverance right now. Right now. It's time for your deliverance right now. Get your deliverance in Jesus' name right now. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, God. Glory be to your name, Jesus. It's time that we stop being oppressed. Thank you, Lord. It's time that we stop being oppressed by what's not of God. The enemy's time is up. That's why he's coming at you so hard, because he's really trying. He's trying to succeed at something. But God says no. And God is using vessels to speak this word. You may come across in this next week, even today after you hear or see this, you may come across another chosen one of God that's going to be telling you the same thing. That's going to be telling you the same thing. It's time to be delivered. It's time to stop being oppressed. That's not what God has for us. I came to give you life, and life more abundantly, says Jesus the Christ. And he has already overcame the world and ascended. So why are we being oppressed? He already overcame the world and ascended. So why are we being oppressed in Jesus' name? It's time to gain the knowledge. It's time to gain the knowledge that God is freely handing over to us, just as long as we receive it. As long as we say, Father, I receive it in Jesus' name. Put your heart and your body and your mind and your soul and your spirit and your tongue in a position, your spiritual eyes in a position to receive the wisdom of God. And then you will be able to make better decisions. You'll be able to make better decisions, that you're going to have better understanding, better discernment. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Woo, Jesus. If y'all watching me right now, don't laugh at me. Y'all see my lash hanging off. Listen, look, don't. You know what? Forget this lash right here, okay? Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, God. Glory be to your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Listen, it's time. The time is now. The time is now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit just led me to tell you. A lot of you feel like you don't know how to surrender. That's okay. That's okay. That's not a crime. Everybody have to start from somewhere. I had to start from somewhere. Everybody has to start from somewhere. That's not a crime. What would be the crime is you knowing that I don't know how, and you not doing nothing about it. You not putting your first foot forward to find that help, to help you to surrender. That would be the crime. But it's not a crime to feel scared and to feel like, Lord, I don't know how. Well, how do I even speak to God? It's not a crime. And in the name of Jesus, I pray that God will pour his spirit over you at this second right now. Yes. Yes, Lord, receive it. Open your mouth and tell Father that you receive his spirit in Jesus' name. Father is pouring down his spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can see it in the spirit. He's pouring out his spirit. Rivers of living water. Rivers of living water is flowing right now. Right now. Right now. Receive it in Jesus' name. Open your mouth. Tell God that you receive it in Jesus' name. Open your heart. Receive it with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, I receive it in Jesus' name. I receive it for your people in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm interceding right now, Father. I receive it in Jesus' name, Father. Pour your spirit out to your people, God. Pour your spirit out to your people, God. It's time that we stop being oppressed, Lord, Father God, because you already brought us higher. You already said we are more. We're more than conquerors in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, God. Receive it. Receive it. Holy Spirit just led me to tell you guys right now that I have a power prayer. I have a power prayer that is free of charge. I have a one-on-one healing session. Typically, you would pay for it. Right now, Holy Spirit is saying free of charge in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Free of charge. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name, Jesus. Some of you need to pray. Some of you need to heal. Glory. Some of you need to heal. Some of you need to pray and you don't know how. Or you don't know where to start. Power prayer, one-on-one healing. Holy Spirit, say free. Now it's up to you to make the choice. Now it's up to you to make the choice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I will put the links in the description. Glory be to your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Some of you need prayer and healing, and you don't know where to start. Holy Spirit is putting me in position to be the vessel to help you to do that. And I'm willing. My heart is open. My heart is open. My heart is ready. My heart is able. My heart is willing. The Bible tells you a willing heart. The Bible tells you about a willing heart. That's all you need is a willing heart. And mine is that. So I am willing to be that vessel to help uplift you, encourage you, and help show you a way where you can start to surrender to Christ, where you can start to know where to begin in Jesus' name. Father, I come now in agreement with your people, Lord God. I come now in agreement with your people, Father, and I come in alignment with you, Father, in alignment of your word, Lord Jesus. I thank you for delivering me, Father, before coming on this camera, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the boldness that you have instilled in me, Father, the boldness to come on camera, despite what enemy may try to come against me, Father. In Jesus' name, they are casted down and they are casted out in Jesus' name. And I rebuke and I reject any spirit that will try to come hinder and oppress your people. I rebuke, I reject, and I send it back to where it's coming from in Jesus' name, tenfold. I send it back to where it's coming from in Jesus' name. Father, I believe, I declare and decree, and I seal up right now that this is a season, this is an hour, this is a moment where your people, Father God, your people in Jesus' name, your people in your kingdom is rising up. We are rising up. Hallelujah. If you are coming into agreement with me, you say that we are rising up. We rise up, God. We are rising up. We're coming up higher. Our zeal is getting stronger for you and your word and your will for our life. Our zeal is remaining and is getting stronger as the second, Father, for you said that your timing is different from ours. Your thoughts are different from ours. Your ways are different from ours. Father, we are rising up. We are rising up, and in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree you will bring your people higher. You will deliver us from the oppressed spirits that has been keeping us bound, but we break out of those chains right now in Jesus' name. Declare it, open your mouth and say, you break out. We break out of those chains. We break out of those shackles. We break out of the oppression. We break out of the bondage in Jesus' name. Glory be to your name, God. We break out. No more enemy by. No more. Your time is up. No more can you live here. It's time to go. You are being evicted in Jesus' name. You are being evicted in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, it's time to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name, God. In Jesus' name, I seal up every word spoken. Every word spoken on this episode in Jesus' name. I seal it up. I seal it up. I seal it up. It's express expedited in Jesus' name. Expedited in the name of Jesus. It is sealed. It is sealed. Be it unto your people, God. It is so. So shall it be. Be it unto your people. Come into agreement. Say, be it unto me. Be it unto me, Father God. Be it unto me, Lord God. Be it unto me. Thank you for deliverance, God. Thank you for your deliverance for your people, Jesus. Thank you for your deliverance for your people, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless your name, God. I bless your name, God. And those of you that agree with me, those of you that are in alignment with the words that have came out of this spirit of mine, those of you that agree to the 10th, 17th power, open your mouth and say amen. Say, be it unto me, be it unto us, amen. So shall it be. It is so. I declared it and I decreed it, and it is so. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Listen, those of you that needs prayer, don't know where to start. Those of you that needs to heal, don't know where to start. Those of you that desire, have an unction in your spirit to be saved. You hear the calling of God, but you don't even know how to receive that calling. Those three things. I will put the link in the description below. Free of charge, okay? Free 99. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is saying, free 99, okay? Free 99. And take off the 99. Free. Free to the free power. It's free. And I don't care if it's 17,000 people that I end up waking up to and has signed up for whatever, which one. I have a willing heart, an able heart, a ready heart. And it's time. The time is now. And I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Take advantage. Now is your opportunity. The Holy Spirit is saying now is the opportunity to be set free. God wants to give you freedom in everything. He wants to give you freedom in your mind, in your mental. He wants to give you freedom in your heart to not, for it not to be hardened. He wants to soften your heart and give you freedom so you can love freely. He wants to give you freedom in your marriage. He wants to give you freedom in your finances. He wants to give you freedom in your education. He wants to give you freedom in your family. He wants to give you freedom in just your self-awareness. He wants to give you freedom in your confidence, your Godfidence. He wants to give you freedom in your speech. He wants to give you freedom in your perspective. He wants to give you freedom. hallelujah, in your ministry, in your career. He wants to give you freedom. Glory, harekor. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Jesus. God wants to give you freedom. And I'm that vessel that's ready, willing, and able. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take on my brothers and sisters, and I'm ready to let's get the work done. Because when we fulfill this work, then our work, our purpose that God has ordained, the reason why you're alive, the reason why you were born, the reason why you were created in your mother's womb, for that reason can be fulfilled in life. But before that even happens, it cannot happen until you do this right here. Be free, be delivered. Then you can fulfill your purpose freely. There will be no oppression of nothing that you need in this world. Not money, not time, nothing, nothing. You will be free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel so free. I feel like I was free today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I feel like I have been freed, which is why I was led to tell you guys to be free. And come so that you may be free. Come so that you may be free. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. The link will be in the description box, okay? Take advantage of this opportunity. God is saying, come to me. All you are weary, come to me. Lay your burdens down at my feet. Come to me. Lay your confusion down at my feet. Come to me. Lay your suspicions down at my feet. Come to me. And he will give you rest. And your rest starts here. It starts with that first step of you. Remember, God gave us all the free will of choice. We have a choice. And the first move, the first step starts with you to making that choice to surrender, to be free, to be saved. God will take it from there. I'm telling you, he will take it from there. I'm excited to see what's going to unfold in my life, but not only in my life, but in yours. And when it does, come back to this video, even comment, email me, whatever. Share your testimony. This is how the lives of God's children are saved. This is how his children are awakened to him. This is how his chosen ones are awakened out of the oppression, out of the darkness of this world, and they go to the light by our testimonies, by testimonies, by seeing, by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by. In Jesus' name. I'm just so blessed on what God has done on this episode. I did not expect this, but glory be to your name, Jesus. Here we are at 33 minutes, you know. When our Jesus ascended at 33, and I hear Holy Spirit saying that's all that's needed. You got everything you need. The links is down there. That's all that's needed. If you need to replay this episode again, replay it again. God is speaking, and it's our choice to listen. I love you guys so very much. Every episode I'm loving you more and more. I'm loving me more and more. I'm loving Christ more and more. I love you guys so much. Hit the links so you can free yourself in Jesus' name. Amen.
We pray that the message in this episode spoke measures into your life. As we always say, beautiful souls, take this word, take it to Christ, test the spirits, and let God reveal to you his hand in your life according to his will and his purpose. We love you, and as always, we are praying for you. Remember to stay prayed up, and we'll see you on the next episode.